The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast with Tracy Chapman and Fast Car. I'm Zach East, and this is the Best Mix in the Morning Show, Tuesday edition of The Daily Dish. Now, and Queen Elizabeth is apparently abandoning Buckingham Palace, at least for this year. According to Britain's Sunday Times, the monarch won't return to the palace, which is her primary residence, quote, for the foreseeable future. The Queen will continue working from Windsor Castle and is understood to be keen on commuting into London for engagements and events at Buckingham Palace if it is considered safe for her to do so. She would usually return to Buckingham Palace in October following her summer holiday in Scotland, but this year she'll return to Windsor. It's believed to be the longest period in her 68-year reign that she spent away from Buckingham Palace. In other royal news, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's infant son Archie will become a prince, despite the couple not giving the infant a title when he was born. According to The Express, Archie will automatically get the title when his grandfather, Prince Charles, ascends to the throne. A live-action version of the Powerpuff Girls is in development at the CW, according to Variety. The series will follow the now-disillusioned 20-somethings who resent having lost their childhood to crime-fighting. Juno screenwriter Diablo Cody is one of the executive producers. The Nutty Professor is getting another remake, this time from the production company behind Scream 5. The 1963 Jerry Lewis comedy was last remade in 1996 featuring Eddie Murphy. And Backstreet's back, competing for the Mirror Ball. A.G. McLean will compete for Season 29 of Dancing with the Stars, Us Weekly reports. The 42-year-old singer joins Bachelorette Caitlin Bristow as the second contestant named for the upcoming season of the ABC dance competition. AJ teased the news to his Instagram followers, writing, "I'm on a very strict diet and completely sober for almost 9 months. I can't tell you guys exactly what yet, but I'm doing this for two reasons. One, to get in the best shape of my life and to be healthy and happy physically, mentally, and emotionally. And there's something else coming up. Can't tell you what it is, but believe me, you'll want to know based why on that." Last year, AJ made a cameo on season 28 of DWTS when contestant Lauren Elena prepared for their rumba set to the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way. His bandmate Nick Carter competed on season 21 of the show in 2015 and came in second place. The rest of the cast for season 29, which kicks off September 14th, has yet to be announced. That's your Daily Dish on the Best Mix in the Morning Show here on the Coast.